In the name of Jesus, amen. Today's gospel reading is a parable that ends with a warning that every Christian would do well to take heart. To everyone who has, will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. So are you a have or a have not? Now, this isn't a discussion of who the 1% is or the 99% either. Instead, will you be welcomed into the joy of your master? Or will you join the parable's worthless servant in outer darkness where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth? Don't rush into your answer. Today's gospel from St. Matthew doesn't ask you to question whether you have been given God's rich gift of salvation. Today's parable asks you to think about what you have done with the gift of salvation that God has already given. You are the baptized of Christ. In your baptism, Jesus Christ himself poured out on you all the benefits of salvation earned for you by his cross-borne suffering and death. And so he has given you, in your baptism, a rich treasure that far exceeds the gifts given to the three men in today's gospel. They were only given money. That only lasts until you die. But you have been given the forgiveness of sins, and with that, life everlasting, eternal salvation. Jesus says, he who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them and made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Jesus speaks these words so that you will examine yourself. Jesus wants you to question yourself. Forget about all of the gold that they received. What have I done with the far richer gifts, the baptismal gifts of forgiveness and salvation that I've been given? Have I made good use of my Lord's grace and generosity, or have I lived in fear? And as much as you would like to say that you've done well with your master's rich gifts, you know better than to lie to the Lord. Now, you might not be in the same position as servant number 3, the one who dug in the ground and hid his master's money, but you have not doubled that investment either. Every one of us here is so far away from the first 2 servants, both of whom made fantastic use of the gifts that they'd been given, that it's time to reevaluate your lives and make some major changes. Thankfully, though, Jesus speaks his word today, before the night comes when no one can work. Jesus speaks today so that you have time to make those changes in your life, to do better than the worthless servant who buried his master's money in a Folgers can. No, you may not be as bad off as the worthless servant, but he will help you understand why you failed to double the investment, or, so to speak, why you haven't done better with the immeasurable gift of grace and salvation that God your Father's given you. The servant who hid the money tells his entire story in just 3 words. I was afraid. His defense is a bunch of accusations and excuses about the master, as if the master has done his servant wrong by giving him a gift. I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed, so I was afraid. He almost sounds like Adam trying to defend and excuse his own sin in Eden. The woman that you gave, she gave me the fruit, and I ate. The only words that matter there are two. I ate. The rest of Adam's words are all blowing smoke to deflect the blame. Just like when the worthless servant explains himself in the gospel, he's just trying to deflect it. Only three words matter. I was afraid. And so with those words, Almighty God explains why you and I have failed to do well with the rich gifts that God has given. Fear. Why aren't you generous? You're afraid that if you give something away, that you won't have it anymore. Why aren't you courageous? You're afraid of what others might think. Why are you slow to forgive? You're afraid that your neighbor might get away with something, or he might not get punished the way you want him to be. Why do you lack faith? You always want to feel like you're in control. Why do you fail to do good works toward others? You're afraid that you might be forgotten or exploited, or those others won't return the favor. Why do you feel insecure about yourself or your future? Because you don't fear, love, and trust in God anywhere near as much as you should and could. Why do you bury God the Father's gifts in the ground, in a sense, acting like you've never received anything good from Him? Because you're afraid. You're afraid that God might be less gracious, less merciful, less attentive, less generous, and less faithful than He claims to be. So shame on you, and shame on me. Look at St. Matthew's Gospel again and see the gift that your Heavenly Father has given you through His Son Jesus. It will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants. Now, the master doesn't call some of his servants. He doesn't call a few of his servants. Every servant in the house was called. Every servant in the house was given a share of the property. And that's good news, because it means that no one is left out. When you were baptized into Christ, you were given your share of your master's rich gifts, along with everyone else who's passed through the waters. Forgiveness is yours, given personally to you by your Lord and Master, in the same way that the Master called all of his servants and entrusted to them his property. Well, here's another case of a poor translation. The man didn't entrust his property to his servants as if he expected to get it back. He gave his property to his servants. He handed it over, the verb says, paradidokin, in the same way that Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified. Pilate didn't entrust Jesus to the executioner. He handed him over and didn't expect to get him back. In the same way that St. Paul says that he hands over the gifts to God's people, the master in today's gospel handed his property over. The forgiveness of sins, life everlasting, salvation eternal. What God has given to you is yours. And He has no desire to call in the note, no desire to demand it back from you. Now, if you bury God's gift in the ground and pretend that you never received it in the first place, though, don't worry, God will take it back and give it to others. Still, God has given you forgiveness, given you salvation. His gifts are yours to be loved and to be enjoyed without fear. Jesus says, to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Now, it might seem like the servant who was given only 1 talent didn't receive very much. Yet, 1 talent is still a ridiculously huge amount of money. That 1 talent is more than he needed to live out the rest of his life without want or need. And so it is with each and every one of you. It may seem like some Christians have been given more faith than you. Maybe some Christians seem to live easier lives than you. Maybe some Christians seem to be less afraid than you. So even if it seems like I have received less than you, I still have more than enough. And so do you. To each, according to his ability, Jesus says. Your heavenly Father knows you so well, he keeps such careful track of you that he knows exactly what you need. So like a finely tailored suit or a carefully measured prescription, God's gifts to you are custom tailored to you, for you. You will never be without his gifts. And because of his gifts, you have nothing to fear. So back to the original question. Jesus says in today's gospel, to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. So are you a have or a have not? Will you be welcomed into the joy of your master? Or will you join the parable's worthless servant in the outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth? Jesus wants you to know that you are a have. Jesus knows that you are a have because he has given everything to you. And so Jesus wants you to live as a have, not as a have not. Jesus also promises you that in addition to what you already have been given, there's more to come. To everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. So because of what you've been given, Jesus will one day say to you, enter into the joy of your master. Enter into that place of glory and life everlasting, into the eternal kingdom of God. Amen.